Jeremy, we are expecting more details today from President Trump on his plans to reopen the economy.
But some states haven't even reached the peak of infections yet, including Florida. I spoke this morning with Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida and asked whether he was concerned about the idea of a reopening on May 1st, since Florida's peak with the virus is expected on May 3rd.
Well, ultimately, who's going to decide this is the consumer. All the elected officials can go out and say, oh, you can do these things, but if the consumer decides they're not going to get on an airplane because they don't feel safe, it doesn't really matter what all the elected officials say. In Florida, I've been talking to our hospitals, and it depends on where you are in the state, but they feel way better about, having the protective equipment, having the ventilators, and the number of patients is not skyrocketing. So I think the governor and the mayors are all going to have to listen to all the elected officials. But I think everybody wants to get back to work. I think everybody's chomping at the bit to get a paycheck. Nobody I know wants to just rely on government funding. They want to get back to work. People are hurting really bad.
But do you think that that decision should be made at the local or state level? They were the ones that decided to shut things down.
Ultimately, that's who's going to decide. The mayors and the governors are the ones that, decided, what businesses could be open and what people could go, go, whether it's in Florida to the beach or go to a park or things like that. So one thing I think that would be helpful to everybody is if we understood exactly what factors, whether it's the president or whether it's a governor or the mayor, what they're looking at. So, all of us can be informed and we can sort of have a better feel for when we're going to be able to get back to normal and what's going to be expected of us. I'm looking forward to the antibody tests that hopefully will be able to tell us if people have antibodies. I'm looking forward to that getting out. I've been talking to Dr. Hahn, who I think is doing a good job at the FDA, on how we can ramp up testing, because I think that's one of the things that we're still behind. We clearly don't have enough tests out there yet.
I want to ask you about the unemployment situation in Florida. You used to be the governor of Florida, and they're seeing huge delays, glitches. A lot of people can't apply for benefits. And some are criticizing changes that you made as governor. An advisor to the current governor, Ron DeSantis, told Politico that the system is a expletive sandwich designed that way by Scott to make it harder for people to get benefits or keep benefits so that the unemployment numbers were low. How do you respond to that criticism?
Well, clearly that's untrue. I've had lots of crises. I've run big companies. I was governor. I had hurricanes. And what you do in a crisis, you don't point fingers. What you do is you lead. In the case of the unemployment, this is unprecedented, the number of new people. But, leaders lead. And, I know that Ken Lawson, who runs it, he is working his tail off. He's doing a good job.
Do you think Governor DeSantis is doing a good job leading Florida?
Well, I don't think anybody should criticize people in the middle of a crisis. So my job right now is just trying to connect people and solve their problems. And, Jeremy, if you solve it for one person, you probably help the system. You solve it for more than one person.
When it comes to solving problems, one of the problems that exists right now is that the money for small businesses is about to run out. Do you think it is time for the Senate, which you're a part of, to pass another package that will allow more money to go into small businesses to keep them afloat during this crisis?
Yeah, both the House and Senate have got to get this done. Like in everything you do, you've got to improve it. I don't think people that have not seen a significant loss of revenue should be getting this money, but we've got to get something passed so we can continue to help our small businesses. My big focus in this whole process has been, I think about my mom. My mom actually didn't have paychecks. Generally, she did odd jobs like hicking, ironing, stuff like that. So this would be devastating for her. So we got to help these people. We have to be the safety net for them. And then we've got to be responsible to get this economy going again so people like my mom can get back to work as quickly as possible.
I want to ask you one more thing before we let you go, because a lot of people are wondering about this. After consultations with Governor DeSantis's office, WWE, the professional wrestling company, has been deemed an essential business in Florida. The majority owner is Vince McMahon, whose wife Linda was in President Trump's cabinet. She's now in charge of a pro-Trump super PAC. Do you think that that makes sense, that WWE is considered an essential business during this shutdown in Florida?
Well, it's clearly a decision for the governor, and I don't want to second guess how he's making those decisions. Everybody would like to make sure their business is operating as long as they can do it safely. I think for all these businesses, what they're, it's going to be incumbent upon them is they have to be very vocal about how they're, one, going to keep their employees safe and how they're going to keep their customers safe. So I think there's going to be a conversation about a lot of these businesses, because I know people are, they want to get open because they are hurting and it's really impacting their ability long term, I think, for them to stay in business.
Senator, we know you're very close with President Trump. Is there anything that you would like him to do differently as he goes about handling this crisis?
Well, I think that at all levels of government, they can give us more information. And we all know that we've got to figure out how to ramp up this testing. And I have a bill that would require us to have American-made stockpiles of things so we're not dependent on whether it's communist China or anybody else for our protective gear or ventilators and things like that. But I really believe we got to figure out how we get more information out and how we get this testing up.
That is Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida. Senator, thank you so much for joining us once again.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy.